nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who have a habit of excellence. Our first playmaker brings customer service to medicine, while our next playmaker has worked in hospice care, Alzheimer's care, and counseling. With us today is a CEO of a company that wants men to recapture their youth and vitality, while our next playmaker brings luxury living to the young at heart. These great playmakers are Michael Sisk. Mike is CEO of Low T Center, and Carol Cottle. Carol is Director of Family Services and Community Outreach Director for Windsor Senior Living, and we're going to begin today's show with Carol. Again, Carol is the Director of Family Services and, again, the Community Outreach Director at Windsor Senior Living. She's worked in hospice care for more than a decade and with Alzheimer's for 14 years and has a 30-year background in counseling. Windsor Senior Living is a luxury living community that is home to independent, assisted, and memory care residents. Their independent residents are able to reside within luxurious accommodations, which range from penthouse apartments with expansive views to conveniently situated studios. As I mentioned before, Windsor Senior Living is luxury living for the young at heart. Well, Carol, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you've been in counseling for 30 years. You've worked also with hospice and Alzheimer's patients. What brought you here? What brought you to where you are right now?
Well, I followed my husband, and we came to Dallas, 18th move in a 40-some-year marriage.
That's a lot of moves.
It is a lot of moves, but I love the guy. And this move was a little different. I'd never lived in a large metropolitan area. I was probably having a poor pity me party. I was unpacking, didn't know what I was going to do with my life at this point. Children not here on their own. And I was looking out my window and saw someone moving in across the street. So, as any Southern girl does, you bake a pie and you take it across the street. And I met the couple moving in. And this gentleman had just purchased what had been a formidable hotel.
Well, that, if I remember correctly, for those who are listening, Windsor Senior Living is right on LBJ, right near Coit, the southwest corner. And that was a Marriott hotel for a long time, and all of a sudden it's different. So keep going with the story.
Well, it was a Marriott and then a Sheraton hotel.
That's right.
Yes, and it was for sale at auction. The caveat in the purchase was it could not be a hotel, so what do you do with a hotel? But this gentleman was from Philadelphia, had a brother in Florida, and they had a vision. And the vision stands as this TRICARE luxury living hotel. And we got to know each other, and it was under construction. He and his brother thought the walls were sheetrock, six-month renovation. But when they got inside after they bought it at auction, they found the walls were cinder block. So it was a two-year renovation. And he said, come work with me. And it was probably one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given outside of my own children and family. It blesses my life to walk through those doors every day.
So you were with him before it even opened up.
I was, along with our ED and Mark Whitman and Van Lee, Director of Sales and Marketing. So, yes.
So you're coming up just under 3 years.
Well,
it's been open. Is that correct?
No, we've actually been open five. There's a process where you have to apply for licensure and a lot of other things. But I've been there 6 years. You have to start selling before you open. And so we started that process, opened our doors, applied for licensure. So it's been a process, but our doors have been open a little over 5.5 years.
I'm looking at the date, and that's actually when it was purchased by another company. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm also going to ask you about what you actually do, but let's talk about Windsor Senior Living. And for those that would like to check it on the web, it's windsordallas.com. What makes Windsor Senior Living different than other senior living communities that are in the Dallas area?
Well, for one thing, we invite our residents to age in place, and not every community can offer that. There's a doorbell. It means that if you move in as an independent resident, we don't ever want you to have to leave your home. That as we age, if you move in when you're 70 and then you become 95, we don't want you to have to leave if you have extra care, if you need hospice. And that has happened. We have a resident there who's 103. We have one who will be 100 in April. We have several who are between the ages of 95 and 100. We're living longer today, and that's a good thing. So to know that you can move to a place and not have to move again is, I think, something that gives one a peace of mind. But we also have memory care because life happens and things happen. We have three-tiered memory care. So it's three levels of care because even in memory care, we're not all the same. So I think that sets us apart too. In a lot of communities, your memory care is just one level of care. So we're really proud to offer those three levels of care.
So you have three different areas, independent living, assisted living, and memory care. And then within memory care, there's three levels too. There's those that don't need as much assistance all the way up to almost 24-hour care.
Yes.
You mentioned the oldest. How old is your youngest resident?
Our youngest resident is, I believe, in their late 50s.
So it's an area you can move into and just give up responsibilities. You have your place, and they come in and clean it, and you have a place to stay, and you have all the amenities. But tell us what, in the independent living, I was looking at the website, and this is listed on there too. What does a resident that's part of the independent living get? Meals, what type of meals, transportation, what are they getting by living at Windsor Senior Living?
Well, everyone that lives there gets three meals a day. There are dining rooms throughout the building, the complex. So if you're independent, you would have a pendant that's like a GPS because, you know, you might fall or get lost, and we would want to find you. But the meals are lovely. It's dining. It's not just a meal. It's dining with linens and wait staff and breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But as a resident, I also could, as independent living, I could have a refrigerator in my,
room. Oh, of course.
Within my own apartment.
Yes, sir. Of course. Penthouses, very nice. We have several floor plans for one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartments, and beautiful skyline views. We have happy hours. We have a calendar that suits them. Our calendar is driven by our residents. Three meals a day, housekeeping, laundry service. All that is included in the price that you pay. None of these, this is a la carte. It's all included. And the care is there if you were to need it. If you, let's say that one evening you weren't feeling well and you walk down to breakfast, the nurse's station is right there. You could have your blood pressure checked or talk to them about how you're feeling. So it's nice to know that all that is there for you. But all of the amenities, transportation, you know, I would like to know that if I had a doctor appointment, I wouldn't have to drive myself, although I do have a covered parking space for myself, but someone would transport me to my doctor's office and bring me back, and there's no charge for that. All of your doctor's appointments and medical appointments, transportation is provided. So I think that's a plus.
Well, you must have an excellent chef then, because in a hotel, you have transient residents, and the chef can make the same thing on a regular basis because they haven't eaten there before. But your residents are eating in the same place all the time, so your chef must have a tremendous amount of recipes and do things specifically for them.
He does, and it is a big responsibility. He has sous chefs. We have a pastry chef. We do gluten-free, sugar-free, because we have to take the health of our residents into consideration also, and we pride ourselves in that. There's a rotation of menus. It's a five-week cycle, and everyone knows and gets excited about mealtime. You know, dining isn't just a personal experience. It's a social experience, and we always know who's not in the dining room. We check into that, find out why, but that's when they come together with their neighbors. We like to think that we're creating neighborhoods at the Windsor, and their friendships come together in the dining rooms.
Well, that brings me to you. I mentioned your titles of Director in Family Services. Your new one is Community Outreach Director. What do you do?
Well,
and what do you enjoy about your job?
Well, I just love knowing that maybe I'm making a difference in someone's life every day. The outreach is going to the hospitals and the rehabs because it's neighborhoods and people get ill or they fall. So I go to the rehabs and the hospitals and check on them and take them little happies and make sure they're doing all right. And a lot of times, if someone is having their first surgery or hospital experience, they don't know about rehab. So we try to inform them and keep them in the loop and know that their home is still there for them. I do a variety of things. Just the other day, we had a resident who found out that he had cancer, and his insurance was an HMO. And that's not a really wonderful thing if you're going into that kind of situation. So I made it my business to check into everything, and within 12 hours, he had a PPO. So, you know, it's just looking at them and knowing who they are. I have a journal on every resident, try to get to know the families. If they don't have that twinkle in their eye that day, and I know they love chocolate, we get chocolate. We try to get them involved in activities. We have a life enrichment directors that do a great job. Exercise is very important, getting them to exercise, who's not going to exercise, water aerobics. Music therapy is huge for us. We have live entertainment all through the week. Happy hour is great. We love happy hour.
Well, you got me right there. A big part of what you are is a concierge for your residents.
I try to be. I do dry cleaning. I take it out and pick it up. So it's all those little things that make a difference in their lives.
And you can tell by listening to Carol, she's very passionate about what she does. So tell everybody how they can find out more about Windsor Senior Living.
Well, we have a website, and my email address is windsor.tpc@blueharborsl.com.
It's a long one, so they can find that. They can find you on the Windsor Senior Living Center website, which is windsordallas.com.
Yes.
Carol, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Come see us.
Carol Cottle is the Director of Family Services, a Community Outreach Director at Windsor Senior Living on LBJ near Coit. Don't go away. If you are a man or a woman that has a man, you're going to want to hear Mike Sisk. Mike is the CEO of Low T Center, and T stands for testosterone. We're going to talk to Mike right after this.
Jersey Mike's has teamed up with Wipeout Kids Cancer for the 6th annual Month of Giving to raise money for pediatric cancer research. All DFW area Jersey Mike's restaurants will collect donations on behalf of Wipeout Kids Cancer during the month of March. But on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's will donate 100% of sales to Wipeout Kids Cancer. Encourage everyone to order, including catering. The Jersey Mike's partnership has raised nearly $450,000 to fund research projects and programs in search of a cure and better treatments for children fighting cancer. So, mark your calendars for the Day of Giving on March 25th and help us make a difference for children with cancer, one sub at a time.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to speak with Michael Sisk. He is a founder and CEO of Low T Center. In 2009, after learning he had low testosterone, Mike was unhappy with options for treatment. He then created Low T Center, which has quickly evolved into a pioneering and innovative medical practice model with approximately 44,000 patients visits monthly. The physicians at Low T Centers exclusively diagnose and treat men with low testosterone. Studies estimate that there are 13 million men over the age of 40 with undiagnosed low testosterone in the United States. Scientists estimate about 1 in 10 men are testosterone deficient. Nationally, there are 43 Low T Centers operating in 11 states, including Oklahoma and Texas. Well, Mike, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Well, the first question I need to ask you, and this will give everybody a foundation for where Mike is coming from, how does a transplanted Tennessean and a diehard Titans fan deal with living in Dallas-Fort Worth and the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, my first love is the University of Tennessee, so at least you have Jason Witten, so I get to root for
there
Jason
you go,
on
the there
weekends.
You go. And it's interesting, the correlation between Tennessee and Texas anyway. A lot we can go into there, which we won't talk about. But you are the CEO of Low-T Center, and that happened because of your own situation. You call yourself Patient Zero.
That's right.
What caused you to investigate this and then open up your own center?
Yeah, as I was getting older, I turned 40, and it was like someone had turned the light switch off. And I was working out in the gym. I was gaining weight. I wasn't growing muscle. And then I needed a nap at 2 o'clock. So my work days were getting less and less productive. And so I was desperate. I was going to doctors. And, you know, finally my primary care doctor goes, hey, you know, you're just getting old, Mike, and you need to get on some antidepressants. And, you know,
antidepressants. That's interesting.
And, you know, we have a lot of patients that come in, and that's what's been prescribed to them. So obviously that wasn't an option because my brain is pretty much the only talent that I had, and I couldn't take any mind-altering drugs, and I just kept researching. And finally, you know, a guy just randomly tested my testosterone and sent me home with a bag of syringes, and my wife and I were giving those injections in my kitchen, and, you know, we determined that wasn't the best practice and went and found us a doctor to partner with, and I was like, there's got to be guys like me. So originally my goal was to do 350 appointments a month, and I was like, man, if it can just get to 350, we can make this a viable entity. So 5 years later, here we are.
You've much bypassed that. For those that are listening, what, and this is something we talked about this before the show started, men didn't talk about low testosterone. Men knew they had it. We talked about that. That's what made them men. But what is testosterone?
Yeah, guys still don't talk about it. You know, testosterone is what makes a man a man. You know, and so when you turn 18, your testosterone starts dropping about 1% a year. You know, our parents went quietly into the night. They just became frail old men, and that's what happened.
And men also didn't live quite as long back then either.
And so, you know, our generation, you know, we're pretty active, and we don't want to go quietly into the night. I mean, you know, and so as we've learned and technology has came out, and then education, I think about the internet, you can find out anything. And so guys started doing this research. Now, guys have low testosterone now, but they still don't talk about it. I mean, I have patients come in and they laugh because, you know, their buddies kind of show up together and they're like, hey, I didn't know you come here. And I was like, I didn't know you come here either. So, you know, when guy, you know, my number one complaint about issue is fatigue. And so guys go like, I'm tired, just what's happened to me? And then I see guys in the gym all the time, and they're like, holy cow, Mike, I've been coming in here forever. Had no idea. I saw your ad. You know, we're everywhere at Lifetime Fitness. And so they come get a testosterone test to find out they have low testosterone, and it makes a difference. You know, we get stopped in parking lots and grocery stores all the time. My patients telling us and thanking us because they had no idea. And, you know, guys typically don't go to the doctor unless something catastrophically is wrong. I mean, I'll see guys come into the centers, and, you know, the last time I was at the doctor was 1976 when I hacked my thumb off, you know, building a fence or something. And it's just different. You know, women go to the doctor regularly. Men just don't. So if nothing else, I have a group of men between the ages of 40 and 60 back into healthcare.
And well, you've also, and pardon me for interrupting, but you also found some patients that didn't necessarily need testosterone, but you found something else. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that happens is, you know, we'll run blood work on you, and I do two tests in-house, testosterone and PSA, because, you know, the old adage is testosterone causes prostate cancer. Well, testosterone is the fuel for prostate cancer. So if you have any prostate issues, you know, we're very sensitive to that. And so we have probably found, you know, oh, to date, I bet it's probably closer to 1,000 patients that had prostate cancer or early stages or even late stages.
But you found this and they weren't aware.
Absolutely. You know, and sometimes it's the guys take a wait and see look. Sometimes guys have to take, you know, action, but at least we got them referred to, you know, a specialist urologist, and they have that taken care of. But, you know, every day there's some story from one of our providers. There was a guy that came in the other day, and he had been traveling a lot. I think he was coming back from an international flight, and he had this knot on his leg, and turned out he had a blood clot. You know, we sent him straight to the ER. Had he not went to the ER, that could have been catastrophic.
Absolutely. Well, you run your business a little bit differently, and one of the things I saw in an article in the Dallas Business Journal was that you are bringing customer service to medicine, and we talked a little bit about that before the show started. What do you mean by customer service?
Yeah, I'm an old sales guy, so I look at everything from a buyer's point of view. And so when I go to my centers, I look at it just like I want my patients to look at it. You know, are the magazines current? Yeah, you know, are the rooms clean? Is the parking lot striped?
Well, let's talk about that since you're talking about the room. What do you have in your waiting room that most medical waiting rooms don't have?
Yeah, most medical rooms are these sterile environments. You know, these crappy plastic chairs. You know, I've got nice, comfortable chairs. I've got current magazines. I've got a refrigerator with, you know, Diet Coke and water in it. I have some snacks there. I got ESPN playing. You know, if we've done something wrong and I'm making you wait, at least I don't want it to be a punishment.
Well, this is a male-oriented area for you then. But something else you do that's a little bit different in addition to finding out their testosterone levels and taking care of that, but you're in the patient education business. So it's helping them understand all about testosterone and what it means to us. Let me ask you this. You checked for some patients. You found out they had prostate cancer. What are the results from taking the testosterone? You mentioned fatigue. That's probably is alleviated slightly. But what do I find now that I'm taking testosterone? How am I different?
Yeah, the first thing you're going to notice is this mental clarity. You're going to notice, hey, man, I'm a little sharper than I was. You know, and it's not a miracle drug. I'm not going to give you a shot and it's going to be this aha moment. But, you know, after you've been on testosterone, probably 6-7 weeks, you're going to notice that you're more mentally clear. And then you're going to notice that you're not as fatigued as you were. Hey, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm still going. This is kind of cool. And what we hope to happen is that with that newfound energy, then you do something. You get back in the gym. You take your wife for a walk. You go walk the dog. At least you get off the couch. I tell people all the time, if you sit on the couch and you drink beer and you eat pretzels, testosterone's not going to help you a whole lot. But if you'll change your lifestyle, you'll take testosterone, and so what guys typically do is they start going to the gym, they lose a couple of pounds, so then they become very aware of what they eat. So then they lose a couple more pounds, and this big positive snowball starts to happen. And, you know, I'll see guys that have been coming in for about a year, their whole demeanor has changed. They've dropped 15, 20 pounds, they've got a haircut, they bought new clothes, it's a different person. And because testosterone makes you feel like a guy again.
So testosterone is not the miracle drug. You have to do something along with it.
Absolutely.
And change your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
As you're going there too.
And that's one thing we talk about being the educator, right? Is you go to GNC now, there's a whole rack of testosterone stuff. Does that stuff really, is that really going to raise your testosterone 400%? We haven't seen any studies that back that up. And then if you see anybody going, hey, you're going to take this testosterone shot and you're going to go win, you know, the Mr. Olympia contest, that is not going to happen.
Well, you've developed a pretty good system for your centers, and you have over 40 right now. Tell me what happens when I go in. What's the first thing that happens after you do everything, and how often do I need to come back to you?
Yeah, the very first thing that happens, obviously, we talked about the blood draw, so we're going to draw blood. It takes me about 20 minutes to process those labs in-house. So while you're filling out your new patient paperwork, we're processing your blood. You'll sit down with a physician, and they'll have a conversation about your testosterone level. If you don't have low testosterone, we're not going to give you a testosterone injection. If you have some other underlying health condition, I'm going to refer you to some specialist. But assuming everything checks out fine, we're going to give you an injection of testosterone, and you'll come back every 7 to 10 days based on your schedule. After about 6 weeks, we're going to run those labs again to see how you're doing. We'll have another physical there, and then once you get really dialed in, we'll run those labs about every 90 days, just looking to make sure there's nothing going on in there.
So once I've gotten through it all, you know what my levels need to be. It's about 4 times a year.
For labs, you'll have to come into the center every 7 to 10 days for a shot, though.
For a shot, but mm-hmm. At least finding out every 90 days.
Yeah, we don't send guys home with injections. You know, some guys will sell you a script. You can do, self-inject at home. I've tried that at my kitchen. It's probably not the best way to do it, which is why we don't send guys home with, that stuff.
A little more difficult. Well, there's been a lot of talk about testosterone, some positive and some negative. So what are the risks of the testosterone replacement therapy?
Yeah, so there's a lot of bad information. There was an article that came out last year that said testosterone caused heart attacks. You know, the Mayo Clinic just sent had a new report that said right the opposite. What I've learned about medicine, you know, and keep in mind I'm not a doctor, but I've learned that they call it practicing medicine for a reason. So you really got to do your homework. You know, that's our whole adage. You need to learn about testosterone. You need to do your research. You know, there's, you know, so like I talked about, the Mayo Clinic just came out with a new study that said testosterone actually helps your health. But, you know, we talked about prostate cancer. That's the biggest fear. You know, if you've got any prostate issues, you need to make sure you're checking those. The other one is, you know, your blood thickens and you get on injectable testosterone. That's why we got to run those labs every 90 days. You know, if guys are self-injecting, man, go get your labs done. At least you can come to my center and we'll run them for you. You know, just guys need to know, run those labs regularly. But if you know, you have somebody follow up and you truly, you know, are being treated for testosterone, we've got, I think we will do our 1 millionth appointment next Thursday or Friday. You know, we've had very few side effects, but it's because we manage this for our guys.
Well, you're doing the follow-up, and you're only within 10 days
right.
of somebody having an adverse reaction or something, and you can catch that very quickly. But we've been talking about testosterone. We've been talking about men and what they need. How about women? I believe your wife, Mikola, is now developing her own. Talk about her care.
Yeah, that was our number one request was, man, he feels great. What do you got for me? And, you know, as I politely told most women, you know, are way too complicated for me to help. But it became, you know, the drums got louder and louder. So last year, Mikola went and partnered up with a doctor, and we opened, you know, a ladies' version of this called Her Care. And it's the same concept. We brought customer service to it. What's fascinating to me is the education process is a lot less because women know they're going to need some help with hormones. And most of them have tried something or someone else. There is no customer service on the women's side of the house. They've either gone to their OBGYNs or they're gone to endocrinologists, and people just won't educate them. So when you come to our centers, we just educate women on the hormone axis. And a lot of it from there takes care of itself. It's just the education process alone. So it's been very successful. You know, I've got center up in Frisco. I have a low T center a couple of doors down from Her Care, and I saw a guy and his wife pull up, and one went into low T, one went into Her Care. So that was a very rewarding experience for Mikola and I.
Well, tell everybody what your websites are.
Yep. So Low T Center is www.lowtcenter.com, and Her Cares is www.hercare.com, and Her Cares with a K.
With a K. And how many centers do you have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
We've got 13 Low T centers and 3 Her Care centers.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Very interesting, enlightening on testosterone.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mike Sisk. Mike is CEO of Low T Center and also opening up Her Care. That's H-E-R-K-A-R-E. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. This has been a terrific show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.